What do you say? What reference do you say?
She's heavy with calf.
She's heavy with calf, okay. And what about a male horse? What name do you use for a male horse?
Well, if he's never been castrated, he's stud. If okay. he's been castrated, he's a gelding.
Okay. And, of course, a female horse would be?
A mare.
And more than one horse would be?
Horses.
Okay. We want some verb forms here. You say everyone around here likes to blank horses.
Ride.
Okay. Last year my son blank in a rodeo.
Rode.
He has blank.
Ridden.
Okay. If you wanted to indicate that he had had an accident, you might say he fell blank the horse.
Generally you'd say he fell off the horse.
Okay. And if you say something
that's not really correct English, but that's what you generally say. He fell off the horse.
Okay. if a child were in bed and he wound up on the floor, you'd say Billy fell
out of the bed.
Okay. What do you call the things that you put on the bottoms of horses' feet in order to protect them?
Horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the game that you play with them?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And what the part that you the horseshoe goes over is called what?
The hoof.
Okay. And the plural would be
hooves.
What do you call a male sheep?
A ram.
And a female sheep?
You.
And what do you take shear them for?
The wool.
And what is a male hog?
Just a minute. I have to think.
A
boar.
All right. And how about a male that's been castrated?
That would be a shoat.
All right. And
it's strange how when you don't think of these things and not associated with them anymore, we mm-hmm. used to raise hog, mm-hmm. then terminology just sort of
goes.
You have to put a little thought in it.
How big does a pig have to be called a shoat?
Generally, 6 months.
What is an unbred female called?
Gilt.
And also, I'd like you to pronounce the general term for what we've been talking about. What are they called in general?
Hogs.
And they have little hairs on their backs. What are those called?
Bristles.
And some, especially wild hogs, have these two long teeth.
Tushes. They also have, the domesticated ones
have those also.
The older male.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you put the food in for the hogs to eat from?
Trough.
And what about a hog that's gone wild? What would you call that?
Just a wild hog.
Mm-hmm. And how about the naturally wild hogs?
They're considered wild hogs in the domesticated sense. If a hog that you have had are of the same species, I'd say, mm-hmm. has gone wild and gotten out where he doesn't is not associated with people or other animals, he's considered wild. But the natural wild hog falls in several categories: the javelina,
okay,
and the African type that was imported into this country, mm-hmm. and they have mixed with the domesticated hog, and they are they have bristles, and they also have a wool sort of